there are individuals that aren't going to come into their power. Is that correct?
Oh, that's all right. That'll get taken. The caller, those were beautiful words. Very, very delicious and moving. But here's the caveat that we would add to it. Anytime you find yourself in bondage, it's your choice. You're so powerful, you can put yourself in bondage. And you go, now, wait a minute, Ion. Easy, them's fighting words. No, no, it's that simple. It's that simple. When the Hebrews got in bondage to Pharaoh, that's a very good example of this bondage that you're speaking of, they asked Pharaoh to put them in bondage. That's what it says. That's how it lays it out. Every apartheid, every dimension of less than-ness is what the individual human creator embraces. Okay? Now, Martin Luther King, we love and appreciate his work. It's very wonderful and delicious, very appropriate. And in the whole process is that got tangled up between the difference in power and authority. When you start pushing authority, that's the one that catches the cross. That's the one that catches the bullet. That's the one that catches sideways from your place of power. When you get so busy coming into your place of power, number one, you quit noticing all these issues that are less than about you. You get so happy that where you are is delicious and perfect, that your creation indeed is exactly the way you want it to be. You don't have to consult your people to decide how you want to wear your hair, nor how long you want to wear your fingernails, and if or if not you want to have luminaries put on your teeth. You choose that individually. Well, the same way as a race, a sect, a class, a people, if it's done at an individual level, euphoric bliss will break out. Because they'll look at you and they'll say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You want to make a difference in your world? Come into your place of power. And they'll stand in awe. And when something comes along that gets crossways or that you're going to take a hand at, you can stand up with power. And when you get your power, authority will follow, but you won't ever engage authority. When you walk into a situation and they're having a gunfight right there at the OK Corral, you can walk down the middle of it and say, all right, we've had enough of this. Now y'all stand back and watch the miracle-working power of an ever-loving God. And I tell you true, they will bow. Not that you want them to bow. You're just busy being happy. Y'all fight it out. Kill each other. Do whatever you want to do. But I'm going to cross the street now because they got a sale on these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful shoes that I've just got to own. And I'm going to cross this street and I'm going to get them shoes because I just so thoroughly enjoy going places and buying things. But that's what I'm going to do. And they'll stop. They'll yield. So focus it on your place of power, and the world will change. And even if the world didn't change, your world will change.
Well,
and when that happens, there is no more question, you see. It gets worked out. It gets solved. It gets put everybody in jail. Most of them, is iron bars do not a prison make. A lot of folks in prison that's not in a jail cell, for sure. They put themselves in that position, you see. And if it's for some big righteous indignation, wonderful. But how powerful are they if they're pinned up? But then the jailer's in jail, too. So after a little while, you get to a problem where there ain't nobody to pay the jailer. And then they just got to turn out church and everybody can sort of move on. You can't legislate morality. Even if whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, can't legislate morality. And you get busy pleasing and delighting yourself, and all those cares will pass away. And you'll see a significant difference and change in your world, in your community, in your faith, in every dynamic, which lines up with the perfect words that you laid out. But by speaking those words of this intolerance, of this indifference, what it does is it activates it more, and the authoritarians go, aha, there's the weakest link. Okay, let's go that way. Aha, that's the problem. Let's roll to him this up this way. Aha, we can put this on the looky box and everybody will respond. Aha, we'll get him to make a big old speech and then we can shoot him and then he can be a martyr and then we can have the ACLU fighting over who's in charge. And you got sweet Bernice King now in charge of it and can't even write a check.
Yes.
Boy, that's a great, big, wonderful association. Daddy King liked to roll over in his grave. Martin Luther King would be abashedly ashamed with the resources that have been frivolously piddled away over who's in charge.
Yes.
The battle since the beginning has never been over right and wrong. All human creators, gods, know the difference between right and wrong. The battle since the beginning has not been over right and wrong. It's been over who's in charge. That's where the battle is. That's where peace lies. It's when you quit caring who's in charge. Because then the authority is relieved and you're in your place of power. And then they can blow up everything if they want to, but it won't affect you. They can take everybody's house away from them, but they can't take yours. They can get rid of everybody's job. They can get rid of money. They can get rid of. Won't have any effect on you. You'll be busy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get busy pleasing and delighting yourself, all this stuff will quietly, easily, peaceably set the euphoria, the bliss, the utopia that you're speaking about in unity. But the unity will be an individual place of power. That's where your answer lies. And don't worry, be happy. It's coming anyway. It's coming anyway. It's happening anyway. By default, it's on its way.